and our community connection brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Final Wednesday of the month. Typically, we talk Chamber of Commerce issues, and November, no exception. We are joined by way of telephone this morning with Executive Director for the Chamber, Sherry Wilt. Good morning, Sherry. Thanks for calling in this morning, and we've got a lot of things to talk about because it's Christmas in the Ville.
It is Christmas in the Ville. Good morning.
So that means that things get started, I believe, Friday. Am I correct on that?
Yes. Opening night is Friday night. And we are almost ready.
That's a good thing to be almost.
There's ice, and so the main thing is that we still have some decor to put together, which we've got today and tomorrow to do. But we have expanded decor. We have more lights this year. We have a really cool giant walkthrough ornament that I'm hoping will be there Friday. We just have to get that lit. And we've got a giant red sleigh for photos with Santa and just some expanded decor. So that's what we're working on today and tomorrow to finish up. So we will be ready.
Yeah, I have no doubt you'll be ready because you're the Chamber of Commerce and you get things done that way.
One way or another, we will be ready.
Exactly. But, you know, the event went so well last year for its inaugural year that you've built a high level of confidence that this is going to be a fun event. And I know you drew in crowds from all over the listening area and probably further out because, well, not every community has got a skating rink for Christmas time.
True. And yes, and that was one of the main reasons we did this. We wanted to draw people to our downtown, but we wanted to draw regional people in. And we have a way that we track zip codes. We ask people to fill it out on the waiver form that they fill out. So we had people from like 30 different states, and I'm sure a lot of those were, you know, visiting family, but we also had people regionally coming in from all, you know, outside the 74003006 zip code, you know, the Dewey zip code, anything out of Washington County. We really tried to track to see, you know, bring people in town, because once they're here, they also stopped and they ate at our restaurants, they shopped, and that was one of our main goals, was to bring more people to town to take advantage of our merchants and our retailers and restaurateurs and that kind of thing. So that was one of our main goals for doing it.
Well, I have no doubt that you will do that again. And by the time we talk about it in January, or maybe that might be too close, I'll say February, to track all the numbers, I'm sure you're going to have a positive report for us. Now, it starts on Friday afternoon, right, for family skate event?
Uh-huh. We have, this came from a suggestion from one of our people that were guests last year, and we opened the rink at 6 o'clock, open to the public from 6 to 9 on Friday night, but every Friday before Christmas, we are having a family skate time from 3:30 to 5:30, and it's reserved for kids 10 and under with a parent or an adult, and, you know, it's just hard sometimes for the little guys to really be able to skate when there's so many, you know, bigger kids and adults and things skating. So this is a time reserved just for them from 3:30 to 5:30. And, you know, the rink will be reopened, like I said, every Friday for that. So we're kind of excited to see how that goes and to see, you know, some of our little guys out there trying to skate. So
it is fun. And people need to bring their cameras along, moms and dads and aunts and uncles and everybody else, whether they skate or not, just because these are the moments that you're going to want to put on Christmas cards for the next 10 years.
Yes, you want to capture. And we have great photo op stops around the chamber area. So, there's lots of photo opportunities besides just the kids on the skates. Definitely you need to bring your camera, take your own pictures, and capture the memories.
And of course, all the other things. Now, when things open up at 6, for, I'll say, what you have done in the past, the skating area roughly the same size as what we got used to last year, I think.
Yes. It's the same size rink, and Friday evening when we open at 6, there will be live entertainment. There's a lot of other things that people can do. We have live entertainment happening in the South Park area where the gazebo is, right there by Frank Phillips. From 6 to 7, we have Zach Michael, and from 7 to 8, we have Sophie Walker. So we'll have some live music happening. Every Friday night, we have different people coming in. And every time we're open, whether it's the day hours or evening hours, we have carriage rides through downtown. And if you haven't been downtown lately, we've got the there's the lights that go down Frank Phillips. The city also bought new decorations this year. Of course, ConocoPhillips and Phillips 66, all their decor and some of the other businesses around town have really stepped up. And so we have the carriage rides through downtown every time we're open. And there's movies in the park. We had those last year. So that happens, obviously, every evening that we're open. So,
and I think
that's Friday.
I think
Saturday and Sunday there's other activities, too.
And people, we can talk about those activities in just a moment, but I want to keep the scene for Friday night. I don't know. I'm going to say there is a chance for some rain. We'll see how that develops. This is only Wednesday, so I'm not going to talk real confidently about Friday night yet. But it's an opportunity for those carriage rides and time to see Santa while people are downtown, I think.
Yes, we have Santa, and he and Mrs. Claus this year came down from the North Pole. We have the best Santa, and he will be there a lot of our open hours. It's like it energizes him the more he's around the kids, and just he is so, so good. And he will be there for a lot of our open hours. I know he'll be there at least from 6 to 8 on Friday evening.
So that'll be a lot of fun for folks Friday night. And, of course, not to jump too far ahead, but the following, Saturday, we're talking Christmas parade. I'm sure people will skate before and after the parade just to enjoy what's going on downtown.
Oh, there'll be a ton of people downtown for the parade, so that's always fun. But before the parade, even, because I think the parade, did it start at 6:30, isn't that right?
6:30, that's correct.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. They moved it back an hour. On Saturday, we open at 1. We'll be open from 1 to 9 p.m. And from 1 to 4, this is a new activity this year. We have a mistletoe market. It's an open-air market in the gazebo area, basically where Farmer's Market, if people are familiar with that, where Farmer's Market is held. But we have about 25 vendors who have a variety of unique handcrafted items. It kind of spans the map there, but some really unique gift ideas. So that will be available from 1 to 4 there at the South Park. And then from 1 to 3, every Saturday, we have a special kids activity for kids and families. And this Saturday, we have an old-fashioned prairie Christmas. And we have historian Kay Little, who will be dressed up. And she will tell stories from what it would be like to have an old-fashioned prairie Christmas, what it would have been like. And then kids will be able to go make an ornament, an old-fashioned ornament like they would have made in the day. So it kind of rotates every 30 minutes. They can hear a story and then build the ornament and go back and forth. And so that's going on from 1 to 3. That is all free activities. Also from 1 to 3, Santa will be in the red sleigh, and it's a great time to come meet Santa for sure. Get, you know, take your own pictures with Santa. Tell him your wish list, but he will for sure be at the red sleigh from 1 to 3. Like I said, he's there a lot of other times, just kind of wandering around and talking and meeting people. But from 1 to 3, he is definitely at the Big Red Sleigh, which is by the train, and that's between the skate hut where you get your skates and the ice skating rink. And so that is going on from 1 to 3. What else? We have the carriage rides, of course, going on. We'll have movies in the park again. I feel like I'm missing something. It seems like there's something else going on Saturday. But anyhow, that's... You can always go to our website, and that's what I keep encouraging people to do, because there's just so much happening and information. And in live time, if you want to know if the rink's open, like if you're like, oh, it's questionable weather, we will post on our site. If you just go to bartlesville.com and click on that box where it says Christmas in the Ville, first thing when you open the page, it has a calendar with all our events, times, locations, just most up-to-date information on there. So... and then Saturday, we're open 1 to 9 again, and on Saturday, we have a professional photographer who is setting up photo shoots. They're like mini photo shoots. I think she's doing, I may be saying it wrong, but she will do a set amount of photos, and you can bring your family, and the backdrop that she's using or the props and things that she's bringing in are absolutely adorable. We'll have some great stops ourselves. You can take your own pictures, but we will have a professional photographer there on Sundays from 1 to 4 p.m. if families want to take advantage of that. And 4 to 6, we have a live nativity, thanks to First Nazarene. It's a small group there, but we will have a live nativity there on the South Lawn. Just kind of a reminder of what the season is all about. And they did this last year, and it was beautiful. As the sun was going down, setting, it was just a beautiful time to have that. So, like I said, lots going on this opening weekend. And then the next weekend, I won't even get into all the details. We have some characters coming in next weekend and just different things happening. So, like I said, I encourage people, Bartlesville.com, and it gives you a list of the entire month and where we're at with our activities and different things that are planned with times and locations.
Sounds like a great deal. And, of course, I can tell you the forecast. I'm not sure what day the K1 staff is going to be there, but I can give you the forecast for that day. I'm sure it's going to be cold, cold, cold.
No, it's going to be great this year. When you guys work, it's going to be warm. I think you guys worked the coldest night last year.
We did, and I'm having fun with it, but I'll stop now.
Hey, but, you know, for our volunteers, one thing we have, they should be coming in the next day or two. We had someone volunteer Wind Supply. They have bought us heated coats for our volunteers and heated gloves. So what more could you ask as a volunteer? And we are still looking for volunteers. If anyone would like to maybe volunteer with a spouse or a group of friends or your small group or whatever, we have some openings where we are definitely needing some volunteers still. It takes a community to be able to do this. We couldn't do it without our sponsors. We have some wonderful, wonderful sponsors. I have to give a huge shout out to Sutterfield Financial Group and to ABB and to Oklahoma Medical Eye Group. Those were our three major sponsors. There's a lot other after that, but between the sponsors and our volunteers, obviously it wouldn't happen. Because we're making this festival also, the other thing, run longer. We had a lot of people ask us, how come you're closing before Christmas last year? And this year, we are actually going to stay open through January the 5th. Once kids are out of school on December, or at least the Bartlesville kids, I'm not sure if all the school calendars are the same, but when Bartlesville gets out on December 21st, we will be open every day from 1 to 9 p.m. So there will be lots, you know, things for kids to do. We will be closed Christmas Day and then Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve will be just open like 1 to 4, but every other day will be open 1 to 9. So we'll be open through January 5th, which is that Saturday before the kids go back to school on Monday the 7th.
We're having fun.
Hours too. Yeah. So it takes lots of volunteers.
It sure does. We're having fun with Sherry Wilt this morning talking about Christmas in the Ville. We'll wrap it up for you coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
And on a community connection, we're talking with Sherry Wilt from the Bartlesville Chamber. And I know last year you had some participation with the merchants, so that when people came down skating, they had some nice referral books with what's going on and maybe some specials or some coupons. Is that something you're doing again this year as part of when
yes.
people come? Okay.
Most definitely. Every group that comes through and skates, they will receive a coupon book of savings. There are over 30 different merchants and businesses in there with savings, and the goal is to hopefully entice you into some stores that maybe you haven't been in before, maybe save a little money. You definitely, if you use just a couple of those coupons, have paid for your skating, especially depending on what purchase you make. But, yeah, we definitely are doing that. And on the back side, there is a calendar of events of all the different holiday activities that are happening in the community. So there's a lot of information in the book that main thing is there's some great savings and some fun coupons from a lot of different merchants in town that hopefully, you know, some people haven't maybe been to some of these stores, and this might bring them in, and you'll discover some new things that you didn't know we had here in town.
That would be great. It really is. So,
yeah.
Well, that's it's
one of our other focuses this year is obviously we always do a shop local campaign during the holidays. I mean, it's important year round, but particularly this third or fourth quarter for our merchants and retailers, it's important to shop local whenever you can. So we've got some great local independently owned businesses, and you know they need our community support.
They do, and so if you've got those names and maybe some information about them, whether you live in Bartlesville or Dewey, or whether you live in Pawhuska or Nowata or Independence or Broken Arrow, wherever, so we got some great places that people need to walk in the front door and say hi and see what you got.
Exactly.
Sherry, thank you so much for what the Chamber does to bring people to our community and to market our community. It is one opportunity to market the entire business community of Bartlesville and Dewey and say we got some great things here, and to, of course, the other things the Chamber does to educate the business community about what's going on in whether it's local, state, or federal government on issues that can, will, and do affect how they do business.
Yep, we will be back at that in January, so kind of December. So many people on vacation, this is a great time for us to do an event like this and kind of take a break from the traditional things that we do, and it just takes a lot of focus to pull this off. So yep. We will be back at the normal things the Chamber does in January, hot and heavy.
If someone or some group wants to volunteer, is there an opportunity on the website, or shall I send them to your phone number?
Send them to, they could just call the Chamber, 336-8708. And we will send them a calendar of the opening time or open slots that we still have available. That would be wonderful. 336-8708. And Casper Kinsey or email Kinsey, which just call us. We'll get you the information.
Sound like a great deal. Hey, thank you so much for your time, and thanks for checking in by phone this morning. It is a busy time of year for people, and I thank you for calling in this morning. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, that is a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. It is, again, Christmas in the Ville, and that's our Community Connection brought to you this morning by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma and also by Tallgrass Motors on AM 1400. K1.